A very good morning. On behalf of Tzitzik 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Avodah Zarah Ayin Gimel, Avodah Zarah 73a, pagination is 145. We'll start on the second line of the page with the Mishnah. And a bit of perspective, we are not intending to reach halacha lemaisa, practical Jewish law, in this session. We're kind of doing an overview of different aspects regarding Yayin Nesach, the wine that's not kosher, in that there are different amounts by which it would or would not be nullified in kosher wine or in a different substance for that matter. In some applications, we're talking about mashahu, even a little bit, it just won't get nullified, even though there's much more of the permitted item. Yayin Nesach, it's a forbidden item. Stam Yenom, when it's just non-kosher wine, but has not been used for libation, so there would be cases where we would be dealing with Shishim, with 60 times the forbidden, and it would be nullified, like any other prohibition can be nullified in 60. And there's also a situation where the operating number is 1/6. And that's also something to discuss. We're going to try to just touch on the different opinions that are relevant to Yayin Nesach, with the understanding that to bring this to halacha and discuss items such as sherry casks, etc., would require another session. The Mishnah says, Yayin Nesach Asur V'Oser B'Kol Shehu. This forbidden poured wine is going to be forbidden intrinsically, and it will forbid other things that it mixes into. Even a little bit of it could do the prohibition. Yayin Biyayin, if it's wine to wine, umayim bimayim, or forbidden water to water, b'kol shehu, even a little bit. And the approach here is what we describe as min bimino, the item in a like item is going to cause prohibition of a high level, meaning it's not going to be nullified so easily. Because when the person has it, he's also having wine. And the prohibition was with wine. In general, we do not paskin min bimino is b'mashahu. That's in general not the approach in halacha. By Yayin Nesach, there are more severe applications in the matter of nullifying. Yayin b'mayim umayim b'yayin, if it's in a different substance, wine to water, water to wine, but no same time, it matters if it'll give taste. And that's basically understood to be 60 times the prohibited thing. Zaklal, this is the rule. Min b'mino b'mashahu, we're paskining in this Mishnah that min b'mino is forbidden even a little bit. V'shalo b'mino b'no same time, if it's in a different type, then it's just a matter of whether it gives taste. Let's begin the Gemara, and we'll get another nuance of perspective on this topic. Ki aser Rav Dimi om Rav Yochanan, the statement was made, Hama'are Yayin Nesach Mechavis Lebor, if a person is pouring Yayin Nesach from a pitcher into the pit, Afilu Kolayom Kulo, even if he does it all day long, Rishon Rishon Batel, it is possible that the initial amount that goes in became nullified, and then as you added to that, it also got nullified, and you added further, it also got nullified, etc., because on any one occasion, it gets nullified, and it becomes part of the permitted presence. There's discussion if ultimately you do need shishim 60 times to nullify the amount of prohibited that went in. And that is another topic that needs additional discussion. On Amud Beis, pagination 146, we have just below midway on the page, explaining the Mishnah Zeh HaKlal, this was the general rule, Min b'mina b'masho, shelo b'mina b'mano sein tam. If it's the same type, it's even a little bit. If it's not the same type, then it matters if it gives taste. Rav Shmuel, the opinions of both Rav and Shmuel, da amri tavayu, they both say, kol isurim shabatara b'minan b'mashohu, if it's in the same type, by any prohibition in the Torah, it's going to be b'mashohu, a little bit, shalo b'minan b'nosen tam. That's how it is by all prohibitions of the Torah. You have some non-kosher meat, fat, it gets mixed in. How much do you have to have to nullify it, even if you pull out the non-kosher meat, but it already emitted taste? How much do you need? And if it's the same type, very strict. If it's a different type, more lenient. That's the opinion of Rav and Shmuel. As I mentioned, by other Isurim of the Torah, that's not typically the way we paskin. Skip a line, Rabbi Yochanan v'Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan v'Reish Lakish, Damrei Tavayu, they both say, Kol Yisurim Shabbatara ben b'minan ben shalo b'minan b'nosin tam. All prohibitions of the Torah, whether it's mixing in a like item or mixing in an unlike item, meaning you had this non-kosher piece of meat, it fell into meat, a cholent, and then you pulled the bad piece of meat out, the non-kosher piece out, you're just going to be dealing with 60. It doesn't become a stricter prohibition because it was the same type. And likewise, if it fell into a vegetable soup, it's going to emit its flavor, as we understand it, until 60. Chutz, with the exception of Tevel v'Yayin Nesach. Tevel is untithed produce, and Yayin Nesach is this prohibited wine because of libation, that b'minan b'mashahu, if it's the same type, even a little bit can prohibit, v'shalo b'minan b'nosin tam, and if it's a different type, it's a 60 type prohibition. The Gemara goes on to explain why these two are different, Yayin Nesach and Tevel. You could see it 5 lines up from the end of the page. Yayin Nesach mishum chumra davodas kochavim. Yayin Nesach is because of the strictness related to idol worship. And Tevel, ke'etero kachisuro, the way it could permit the entire produce, which is just one amount, and you make that teruma, and it's going to be reishis degancha. You fulfilled your obligation, even though the custom based on rabbinic law is to give much more, but just a little bit could technically fulfill your obligation of the tithe, and therefore kachi suro, similarly, just a little bit is considered very impactful, and therefore it will prohibit, just like it could bring the permission to use the entire produce. So the permission and the prohibition follow the same concept. Again, Yayin Nesach, stricter than other types of prohibitions because of the chumrah of idol worship. Stam Yenom, ordinary wine, is not going to be as severe. And we have mentioned over here different levels of nullification. The mashahu, which is very strict, the 60 method, and not mentioned here, but mentioned elsewhere, the concept of 1/6, which also deserves discussion. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.